Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Donald Trump is currently surveying tornado damage in Tennessee, where at least 24 people died earlier this week. The majority of the casualties were in Putnam County. He's then expected to visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta after he'd signed into law an $8 billion emergency funding package for the coronavirus response. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more on that.
President Trump will travel to Atlanta to meet with public health officials after all. The trip had been called off earlier when the White House learned that a CDC staffer may have been potentially infected with the virus.
I heard one person, and because of the one person at a high level, because of the one person, they didn't want me going. But I would prefer going. And now that the person, the test came out negative, we're going to try and go.
Trump had planned to sign the legislation during the visit at the CDC. He instead signed the bill before leaving on his trip, which also includes surveying tornado damage in Tennessee and attending political events in Palm Beach, Florida. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
Pennsylvania is now confirming its second case of coronavirus as federal health officials scramble to expand testing capacity. Dozens of passengers are stuck in their cabins on a cruise ship off San Francisco. They're waiting for the results of coronavirus tests. The ship has about 3,500 people on board. Authorities sent test kits to the Grand Princess cruise liner after a passenger on a previous voyage of the ship died from COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. California Governor Gavin Newsom says until the results come in, the ship will not dock. The overall U.S. death toll stands at 14, the vast majority in the state of Washington. The U.S. job market kept chugging along in February as employers added 273,000 jobs. As NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, new numbers from the Labor Department do not reflect the latest effects of the coronavirus.
The Friday jobs report is based on surveys conducted 3 weeks ago, before widespread reports of coronavirus began showing up outside of China. Since then, the stock market's gone through wild gyrations as investors try to assess the potential economic damage from the virus. Manufacturing, tourism, and retail sales could all take a hit. There was no evidence of that in the February numbers, though, as unemployment dipped to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low. Job gains for December and January were also revised upwards. Average wages have increased 3% over the last year. That's a slight deceleration from the month before. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Reuters News Services reporting that a House investigative report will fault the FAA's approval of the Boeing MAX plane, two of which crashed and killed a total of 346 people. The preliminary findings also point out technical design failures in the Boeing design and a lack of transparency with regulators and customers. This is NPR. London's Royal Opera House says Plácido Domingo will not return to his role in the upcoming performances of Don Carlo. The Spanish tenor withdrew from several performances as he faced more allegations of sexual misconduct. The Royal Opera House says the 79-year-old is an outstanding singer and thanked him for his commitment over many decades. No word yet on when his replacement will be announced. Facebook says it is taking down ads bought on its platforms by President Trump's re-election campaign that have been criticized for being misleading about the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the decision comes after Facebook was criticized for helping to spread misinformation about the national headcount.
The Facebook ads bought by President Trump's re-election campaign promoted a survey that calls itself the, quote, official 2020 congressional district census, even though it's not the official U.S. census. Civil rights groups and some Democrats in Congress condemned the ads for interfering with the 2020 census, hours after the online newsletter Popular Information reported on the ads. A Facebook spokesperson told NPR it's taking down those ads now to comply with its own policies banning content that may confuse the public about the census. The national headcount of every person living in the U.S. is set to roll out nationwide on March 12th, when the Census Bureau says most households can start filling out paper forms or go to my2020census.gov. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The Dow's now down 1.7% or 458 points at 25,662. The S&P's down 2.4%. NASDAQ is down more than 2.5%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Uma, a cloud-based phone service for small businesses with features to automatically route callers and an app allowing customers to use their number anywhere in and out of the business. More at OOMA.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And after Roger at 4 p.m., we have more national and international news on the program All Things Considered from NPR. We're going to start off this hour with music from Buddy Guy from his 2015 disc Born to Play Guitar. Here's Buddy Guy with Whiskey, Beer, and Wine.
Written on the door, that bucket of blood stayed open till four. Ain't hard to find a great big neon sign. They only said three things: whiskey, beer, and wine. Hardwood bar, rickety stoves, cigarette machine, selling camels and coops. You can solve your problems one drink at a time. You can fix anything over whiskey, beer, and wine. The lights down low, icing down the long necks till they was nice and cold. Or you could sit down and order about love, waste your mind. Three ways we get high: whiskey, beer, and wine. Corner booth in the back, while they had the dice. Sit down at a table, shoot craps all night. Back in the good old days, drink your troubles goodbye. Makes a job full of save your soul. Whiskey, beer, and wine. You can fix anything. Taste of my medication. Talking about.
myself.
But you just laugh in my face, and that I'll never forget. Bungalow, with no help from you, I'm where I sit now, baby. There ain't no big deal on you. Well, then you do me the way you do. I'm trying to tell you, baby, I can't put up with you. But I done got old with no help from you. Yeah, the way I see it now, baby, there ain't no big deal on you.
Late Freddie King recorded back in February of 1972 his cover of the blues tune Ain't No Big Deal on You. Before hearing Freddie, we heard Buddy Guy from the disc Born to Play Guitar. Buddy opened up the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS with a number called Whiskey, Beer, and Wine. That last tune was written by Little Milton Campbell. Little Milton started his recording career as a guitarist back in, 1951 with Willie Love out of Jackson, Mississippi. We're going to turn to 1966. Here is Little Milton here on KRVS with a number for us called Part-Time Love.
Thank you.
to find me. I've got to find me a part-time love. I tell you, I've got to find me. Yes, I've got to find me a part-time love. The next time my baby leaves me, I tell you, I've got to have me a part-time love. And let me tell you, people in the cemetery, they're not all alone. Some turn to dust, and some still have bones. I'd rather be dead, sleeping 6 feet in my grave, than to live lonely, each and every day. And that's why I got to find me. Yep, I've got to find me a part-time love. The next time my baby leaves me, yes, I've got to find me a part-time love.
We're gonna snuff juice everywhere.
We gonna pitch a wang bang doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long.
Coco Taylor, along with Willie Dixon, recorded in December of 1965 for Chess Records. Willie Dixon's composition of Wang Dang Doodle. Dixon was the one that took Coco Taylor over to the studios at Chess Records in Chicago and introduced her to Leonard Chess and helped really fire up her recording career. One of the guitarists, by the way, on that track was Buddy Guy. Before we heard Coco Taylor with Willie Dixon, we heard Little Milton Campbell from 1966 doing a number called Part-Time Love. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Pop Staples. Interesting guy. Of course, he had the Staples Family Singers doing great gospel work for many years. As a young man, he was exposed to a lot of blues. He met and played with Charlie Patton, also Son House, and allegedly also Robert Johnson. He was born on a cotton plantation in Mississippi and, again, was deeply steeped in Mississippi blues. His 1994 disc, Father, Father, won him a Grammy in the category of best contemporary blues. From that disc, here is Pop Staples here on KRVS with a number called Simple Man.
I am just a simple man, calm and square. I guess I am. Things are going on to make me mad down to the core. I work like a dog to make ends meet. There's all kind of mean people shooting in the street. Madder than hell, I ain't gonna take no more. Listen, till our kids just say no. Some Ben when Jerry little don't let her go. Slap him on the wrist and then they turn him back out on the town. Hand my way for people selling dope. I get a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. Swing them up a high little swing till the sun go down. Tell you what's wrong with the world today. People aren't gonna put the Bible away. Living out of laws of the jungle, not the law of the land. Good book said, and I know it's true. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, and I'm a simple man. Well, now, I'm the kind of man when a humble mouse gets somebody breaking in my house. I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. Don't try to push me against my will. I don't want to hurt you, but I don't show will. Don't want trouble, you just better pass me by. Little now, for as I'm concerned, there's no excuse. Just raping and robbing and child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all of that mess. Just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the birds and the rats and the alligator do the rest. Tell you what's wrong with the world today. People aren't gonna put the Bible away. Living on the laws of the jungle, not the law of the land. The good book said, I know it's true. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, and I'm a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Just a simple man. Ooh. Just a simple man. Just a simple man.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on a chain gang, I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, still got some table on the go. I committed a crime long needed, crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing the store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, still got some table on the go. The judge said 5 years hard labor on a chain gang, you're gonna blow. I heard the judge say 5 years labor, heard my woman scream, Lord, and oh. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, still got some table on the go. Chains off and run. Wanna lay down here where it's shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, been working. Still got some people on the go.
And the Howlers from their disc Swingland. That came out back in 1999. That was their rendition of Work Song, a number written by Nat Adderley, who was a cornet playing brother of Cannonball Adderley. Cannonball's sextet had some really good jazz hits in the early 1960s. And the lyrics to the song were later written by Oscar Brown Jr., Work Song. Before hearing Omar and the Howlers, we heard Pop Staples from his disc Father, Father from 1994, doing a number called Simple Man. And Omar Dykes was originally from Macomb, Mississippi. He moved to Austin years ago. Gary Primich was from Indiana and came down to Austin via Chicago, and the two did a bit of collaboration while on their various recordings done in Austin, Texas. We're going to turn now to the late Gary Primich. Here's Gary on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Just a Little Bit More, a postmortem double disc release. Gary Primich with Bad Dog.
Mama, drug my blues away. Keep on trucker mama, trucking my blues away. Well, there you go, mama, biggest sin. Don't tell what you've been doing by the shape you're in, so we'll keep on trucker mama, truck my blues away. Well, you've been doing like I think you've been doing. Oh, you can't do that around here. You've been doing like I think you've been doing, baby, can't do that around here. Come, mama, biggest hell. Tell what you've been doing by the way you smell. So we'll keep on drugging, mama, drugging my blues away. What's that smell like, fish pretty, baby? I really would like to know. What's that smell like, fish pretty, mama? I really would like to know. That ain't pudding, baby, that ain't pie. It's the stuff that I got you by. Well, keep on drugging, mama, drugging my blues away. Well, yes, you gotta leave my house in the morning to get your yes, yes out of my door. Gotta leave my house in the morning to get your yes, yes out of my door. Ashes to ashes, baby, dust to dust. Tell me that you don't, but I'm damn sure you must. So keep on drugging, mama, drugging my blues away.
Mick Colossa from his new disc, Blind Lemon Sessions, all acoustic. And, of course, a number called Truckin' My Blues Away. Keep on Truckin' Mama. Before that, we heard the late Gary Primich on blues, harp, and vocals doing a number called Bad Dog. And interestingly enough, that last set of lyrics he sang came from the North Mississippi Hill Country tradition. I guess we could specifically say R.L. Burnside. We're going to turn next to the late R.L. Burnside from a disc called Mississippi Hill Country Blues. Here is R.L. here on KRVS with a piece called Mellow Peaches.
Don't your peaches, they look mellow, hanging way up in your tree. Don't your peaches, they look mellow, hanging way up in your tree. Yeah, them your yellow peaches, babe, I know they're sweet. I won't get me a step ladder, baby. Climb up on your top limb. I won't make me a step ladder, baby. Climb up on your top limb. Them your yellow video, yeah, it's gonna be too bad, Jim. Every time I decide to climb your tree, babe, I wonder what make you smile. Time I decide to climb your tree, babe, I wonder what made you smile. Get up them on your yellow peaches, babe, I know they're sweet and mine. Thank you.
61 highway is the longest road I know. Lord, the 61 highway is the longest road I know. She run from New York City.
North Mississippi All-Stars from their disc Prayer for Peace, their rendition of one of the variations of Highway 61 Blues, one they probably got from their friend R.L. Burnside, who probably got his from a Mississippi Fred McDowell. North Mississippi All-Stars, primarily the core of the group is our brothers Luther and Cody Dickinson. They've done work with R.L. Burnside more recently quite a number of with other people. And again, their rendition of Highway 61. And before hearing them do that, we heard R.L. Burnside from 67 doing Mellow Peaches. We're going to turn to another song about Highway 61. It's definitely close to the one we just heard, but this is one of the first recordings to talk about Highway 61. The one we just heard, North Mississippi All-Stars did, the one we heard them do, had one of the same mistakes that are in a lot of them. Highway 61 doesn't go anywhere near New York City. Jack Kelly and his Memphis Jug Band, recorded in August of 1961. He has Will Batts on fiddle on this track. Here is their rendition, early rendition of Highway Number 61 Blues.
Walking, I'm going down number 61. I'm gonna leave here walking. I'm going down number 61.
I find my baby, you know we gonna have some fun. I walk 61 highway and I give down in my knee. I walk 61 highway and I give down in my knee. I'm living for my baby, don't even know, but she come on and send a beat. At 61 highway, longest highway that I ever know. And at 61 highway, longest highway that I ever know. And read from Atlanta, Georgia, lead down to the Gulf of Mexico. Bible and sit down and read. I'm going home, get my Bible and sit down and read. I'm going to ask the good Lord to give me back my baby if you need.
Arthur Crudup recorded back in 1941. And on September of 46, he'd go back into the studios and record a number called That's All Right Mama, which would end up becoming Elvis Presley's first Big Sun record as a hit. Before we heard Arthur Crudup, we heard Jack Kelly and the South Memphis Jug Band from 1933 doing their Highway No. 61 Blues. And no, Highway 61 doesn't go to Atlanta either. But interesting old variation on that tune. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Howling Wolf. We're going to go back to 1957. Here's Howling Wolf with one of his own compositions, a piece called Who's Been Talking? Who's Been Talking? Once again, that was Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf on this track had with him Adolph Duncan on tenor sax, Jose Lee Kennard on piano, Willie Johnson and Otis Smothers on guitars, Alfred Elkins on bass, and Earl Phillips on drums. Noticeably absent from this recording session was Hubert Sumlin. Sumlin worked with Howling Wolf for many, many years, but for a short period, right around this time, he left Howling Wolf's band and ended up in Muddy Waters' band for, I think it was close to a year. And then Howling Wolf came, got him back, and told Muddy, hey, don't ever steal my guitar player again. Anyway, that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. Coming up in a few minutes will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And after Roger at 4 p.m., stay tuned for national and international news from NPR. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We're going to turn to Rod Piazza on Blues Harp to take us on up to near the top of the hour. He's going to do that with a little number called Juju Cocktail. Again, Piazza, this is from a disc of his instrumentals. Keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and have a good weekend.
miss your favorite KRVS program? Well, we've got you covered. Visit krvs.org, scroll over Audio on Demand, select your favorite program from the list, and find an archive of past episodes. Listen anytime, anywhere.
Enjoy Zydeco Blues and Old School R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.